Well, let's return to one more tune from Ida Cox, the uncrowned queen of the blues. And we're going to go back to the year 1939. She wrote this tune, and check out the band in the studio with her. What label is this on? This was recorded for Vocalion in 1939, and check out this band. She's got Hot Lips Page on the trumpet, James P. Johnson on piano, J.C. Higginbotham on trombone, Edmund Hall on clarinet, Charlie Christian on guitar, Artie Bernstein on the bass, and Lionel Hampton on the drums. That is a stellar band, would you say, Ryan? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ryan knows. He's a jazz trumpeter. So let's turn to a song from Ida Cox, and she wrote it. It's titled One Hour Mama.
I've always heard that haste makes ways, so I believe in taking my time. The highest mountain can't be raised, it's something you must slowly climb. I want a slow and easy man, he needn't ever take the lead. 'Cause I work on that long time plan, and I ain't a looking for no speed. I'm a 1 hour mama, so no 1 minute papa ain't the kind of man for me. Set your alarm clock, papa, 1 hour that's proper, then love me like I like to be. I don't want no lame excuses about my loving being so good that you couldn't wait no longer. Now I hope I'm understood. I'm a 1 hour mama, so no 1 minute papa ain't the kind of man for me. I can't stand no greenhorn lover like a rookie going to war with a load of big artillery, but don't know what it's for. He's got to bring me reference with a great long pedigree, and must prove he's got endurance, or he don't mean snap to me. I can't stand no crowing rooster, what just likes a hit or two. Action is the only booster of just what my man can do. I don't want no imitation, my requirements ain't no joke, 'cause I got pure indignation for a guy what's lost his stroke. I'm a 1 hour mama, so no 1 minute papa ain't the kind of man for me. Set your alarm clock, papa, 1 hour that's proper, then love me like I like to be. I may want love for 1 hour, then decide to make it two. Takes an hour before I get started, maybe three before I'm through. I'm a 1 hour mama, so no 1 minute papa ain't the kind of man for me.
1 hour mama, that was Ida Cox, the uncrowned queen of the blues from the 1920s and 30s. And that was a song she wrote, by the way, and obviously colorful lyrics that she wrote. And decades later, Sapphire, those uppity blues women, re-recorded their own version of 1 hour mama. We'll hear two more tunes from Ida Cox later in the broadcast, probably during the 10 o'clock hour. It's now 8 minutes past 9 o'clock. My name is Robert Barclay, the Duke of Jukes. Been in the blues for you here on Sunday nights. Blues, soul, and Zydeco here on Sunday nights for the last 34 years. Thanks for being there for at least a part of that ride. This is about the time of the show when I give you my email address. Email's the best way to reach me if you want to say hello. I'd love to have you say hello. I know you're out there, but please confirm it with an email in just two sentences. Tell me your first name and where you're listening, whether it's Albuquerque, New Mexico, or if it's down in Uruguay or Argentina, like Jeremy and Risa have been traveling down that way, or if it's as close as Mount Pleasant or Midland, Saginaw, Bay City, Flint, Burton, Alpena, Sault Ste. Marie, you get the point. I just want to know you're out there. If you have any additional things to say, I'd like to hear that too. So here's my email address, robert.barclay, B-A-R-C-L-A-Y, at cmich.edu. That's robert.barclay at cmich.edu. And thanks so much for taking the time. Speaking of email, I heard from Fisherman Mark up in Alpena who dropped me a line, and he said this is their annual trout camping weekend, or sometimes known as the Geezer Gathering. Why is it sometimes known as the Geezer Gathering? They are celebrating their 50th anniversary of traveling together and fishing. And this weekend, they're staying at the Old Brown Trout Lodge on the banks of the Thunder Bay River. Fishermen Mark, Randy, Larry, Ed, Mike, and Pat spending time on the river. But on Sunday evening, they got the juke joint, and the juke joint takes center stage. They might be on the front porch watching the river flow, or perhaps near the wood stove over a game of euchre. They're having fun, and these next two numbers were by request. Let's open up with Taj Mahal.
Bet you're going fishing all of the time. Baby going fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet wife will catch more fish than you. Many fish bites if you got good bait. Oh, here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing, and my baby going fishing too. I went on down to my favorite fishing hole. Baby grabbed me a pole and a line. Threw my pole on and caught a 9-pound catfish. Now you know I brought him home for supper time. Proving any fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing, and my baby going fishing too. Baby brother about to run me out of my mind. Say, can I go fishing with you? I took him on down to the fishing hole. Now, what do you think that he did do? Pulled a brave big fish out the bottom of the pond. Now, he laughed and jumped because he was real gone. Many fish bites if you're going fishing. Yes, I'm going fishing and my baby going fishing too. Put him in the pot, baby, put him in the pan. Honey, cook him till he's nice and brown. Make a batch of buttermilk, whole cakes, mama, and chew them fangs, and then jump them on down, singing, any fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relay. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing, and my baby going fishing to play the blues. Tip that I would like to relate. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing, mama's going fishing, and the baby gone fishing too.
Beneath the moon, I to where the trucks are rolling slow. Sit down on this bank of sand and watch the river flow. Wish I was back in the city instead of this old bank of sand, with the sun beating down over the chimney tops and the one I love so close at hand. If I had wings and I could fly, I know where I would go. But right now I just sit here so contentedly and watch the river flow. People disagreeing on just about everything, yeah, makes you stop and wonder why. Why, only yesterday I saw somebody on the street who just couldn't help but cry. Oh, but this old river keeps on rolling though, no matter what gets in the way and which way the wind does blow. And as long as it does, I just sit here and watch the river flow.
Especially for that geezer gathering up there at Brown Trout, the old Brown Trout Lodge on the Thunder Bay River, listening tonight while playing a game of euchre or sitting by the fire just watching the river flow. That was Bob Dylan from 1971. And Dylan was on the vocals, Leon Russell was on piano, Jesse Ed Davis was playing the guitar, Carl Radel on the bass, and Jim Keltner on the drums, watching the river flow. And we heard Taj Mahal open up that set, a pair of tunes that these old geezers wanted to hear. And we heard Taj Mahal doing the Fishin' Blues, something he has kept in his repertoire for years, and he's recorded it on several occasions. The song originally goes back to the late 1920s to Ragtime Texas Henry Thomas, who did the Fishin' Blues originally, and that's where Taj got that tune. Now, Taj's version we heard from 1969. That was recorded 50 years ago this year. 50 years ago. Taj Mahal. Hope you enjoyed that. Robert Barclay here at 9:18. And now we've already heard from Booker T and the MGs. Actually, before I talk about Booker T and the MGs, I want to thank my friend David Ginsberg, a retired reference librarian at Central Michigan University, for assisting me with several recordings, four CDs of Ida Cox. We heard two tracks from her. We'll hear two more during the 10 o'clock hour. And he also loaned me a copy of Aretha Franklin's tribute to Dinah Washington, who was also known as the Queen of the Blues in her day. So we'll get to that a little later in the show. But I want to thank David Ginsberg for helping out with that. And now I want to thank Richard Lay formerly of Midland, Michigan, now retired. He and Vicky live in Redmond, Oregon. And those of you who've been listening to the Juke John broadcast remember Richard appearing on the show a dozen times spinning B3 Blues. He loves B3 Blues, and he made me a big fan of the sound as well. He's also the Juke Joint's resident expert on the recordings for the Stax and Volt record labels. So now we're going to hear Booker T and the MGs as the house band on several recordings. Now, let me see. This is what Richard had to say. He says, you got to play Otis Redding doing Sweet Lorene. This was originally from his Dictionary of Soul LP. This is Richard Lay talking here. It's just a barn stomper from the get-go, starting with a descending chord line, then into Nirvana. Just above the bridge, the horns get a little riff going, followed by a rare Steve Cropper on fire solo, ending with a drum pattern by Al Jackson Jr. Then they drive in a frenzy to the finish. I'm not sure if that's Isaac Hayes or Booker T on the organ, but both are on the recording, one on piano, one on organ. So I won't read you all these comments, but that's how thorough. He's the man, Stax and Volt. And he's read many books and about the musicians who recorded there. So let's turn to Booker T and the MGs with Otis Redding singing. Now, this was the flip side of Dock of the Bay. So this goes back to 1966 when it was actually recorded. And it's a tune titled Lorene, Sweet Lorene.
Some call me wood chopping sound. Some call me wood cutting bend. The last girl. never play tonight. That really cuts good, but I'm a cross-cut saw. Just bury me in your wood. I'm a cross-cut saw. Baby, just drag me across your lawn. I cut the wood so easy for your woman. You can't help but say I know. Now watch this.
Hi, this is Wilson Pickett, and you're listening to the best of blues and soul music at the Juke Joint with Robert Barkley on CMU Public Radio.
And that was the Wicked Picket, Wilson Pickett, 99 and a half won't do. And I asked Richard Lay of Redmond, Oregon, to choose the tunes for me to play, representing Booker T and the MGs as the house band. And he said, on that Wilson Pickett tune, he said, Booker T and the MGs, the whole band is in total sync, and Steve Cropper is amazing. He says, two of Jerry Wexler's genius decisions were to take... send Wilson Pickett to Memphis to record and Aretha Franklin to Muscle Shoals. It is now 9:29 and a half, and let's play two more tunes that have Booker T and the MGs as the house band on another pair of recordings. And we're going to turn to, here's a tune Richard chose by Sam and Dave. A Sam Cooke tune, Soothe Me.
I'm gonna do you like that. You like it?
Think a bit of knock, knock, knock on wood. That was Eddie Floyd with Booker T and the MGs in the studio with him. That went to number one on the R&B charts in the summer of 1966 when I was a sophomore in high school. I remember having that 45. Now, Richard Lay says it was Al Jackson Jr.'s idea to hit the snare drum four times after Eddie says, knock on wood. Knock. On wood, and he was the drummer on that, appropriately enough. In front of Eddie Floyd with Booker T and the MGs, we heard Sam and Dave on Soothe Me. Prior to that, we heard Wilson Pickett, 99 and a half won't do. Albert King, from his Born Under a Bad Sign release, we heard him doing Crosscut Saw with Booker T and the MGs, and Richard says Steve Cropper sat out on the guitar because, hey, you got Albert King on guitar. What more do you need? So we heard Crosscut Saw, and we got things underway with Sweet Lorene, sung by Otis Redding, with Booker T and the MGs in the studio with him. Well, I had heard from a couple of listeners that loved hearing Aretha sing the blues earlier in the show. Caitlin enjoyed it, and Frank. Caitlin in Bay City and Frank up near Cadillac. I also heard from Henry listening online from Sanger, California. Hitch, listening and from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and he says tonight's lineup is cooking with gas. So Hitch is enjoying that. And I heard, and I haven't heard from Bill in a long time, but he is listening from near the coast of Maine, Pembroke, Maine. And he says not a lot of blues on the air there in Maine, but he dropped me a line when he heard about the Juke Joint's 34th anniversary broadcast. So he said this: listening to the show brings back great memories of being here on the CMU campus and our mutual friend, the late Robin Huff. Thanks for dropping me a line. And I also heard from Bruce, who said he's listening on Boabalo Island. And I appreciate that. Joe and Joyce and Vernon enjoying the show as usual from Vernon, Michigan. Also heard from Kelly in St. John's, who dropped me a line and said she's going to have to visit the Blues Hall of Fame herself. She heard me mention that, and I haven't been there yet as well. It opened in 2015. We'll hear from more Blues Hall of Famers. In fact, we're going to hear from some Blues Hall of Famers here in just a moment. Robert Barclay here at the Juke Joint. It's now 9:40, and now I'm going to turn to a different segment or a different part of the Blues Hall of Fame ceremony. Each year, they choose one album that's a classic album to go into the Hall of Fame as an example of classic blues, and a half dozen songs as classics in the blues category. So let's go back to 1955. This is B.B. King for the RPM label. This was a song originally written by Memphis Slim. Lowell Fulson did it as well, but this is B.B. King's version from 1955, a tune titled Every Day I Have the Blues. B.B. King with his classic being inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame, Every Day I Have the Blues. Now, here is Muddy Waters on one of his songs, selected as a classic blues song going into the Hall of Fame. He is solo on this recording from 1950, early in his recording career. And let's turn to Muddy. Now, this song was so important, it became ultimately the name of one of the great blues-oriented rock and roll bands, the Rolling Stones. In 1967, a couple of journalists formed Rolling Stone magazine, took their name from Muddy Waters' tune of the same name, Rolling Stone.
Well, I wish I was a catfish swimming in a deep blue sea. I would have all you good-looking women fishing after me, showing up after me, showing up after me. Oh, love, oh, love, Shona. I went to my baby's house and I sat down on her step. She said, come on in now, buddy, you know my husband just not left. Showing up and just not little. Showing up and just not little. Oh, Lord. Oh, well. Oh, well. Well, my mother told my father just before child's coming, he's gonna be a rolling stone. Sure enough, he's a rolling stone. Sure enough, he's a rolling stone. Oh, well, he's a, oh, well, he's a, oh, well, he's a.
Muddy Waters, Rolling Stone, 1950 was the year. We're going to come back with three more Blues Hall of Fame tunes here in just a moment. Well, let's return to a few more tunes that are going into the Blues Hall of Fame as classic examples of the blues. We're going to go back to 1925 for the Empress of the Blues, Bessie Smith, originally from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and ultimately ended up living much of her adult life in Philadelphia, which is where she was buried. Here is Bessie Smith on a W.C. Handy composition. He was the man became known as the father of the blues. Here she is in 1925 with Louis Armstrong on the cornet, a tune titled The St. Louis Blues. Bessie Smith.
I hate to see God bless you. Hello, this is Dick Gregory. You listening to the best blues and soul music on Juke Joint. My man, Robert Barkley. You hear him on CMU Public Radio. And if you haven't had public radio, you have missed something in life. Thank you. Not only to you, Robert, but thank you to public radio. Hey, Robert, spin something for me, man. My man, Ray Charles. Go, Ray.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town, good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. She says a loving early in the morning just for me. Oh, yeah. Says a loving early in the morning just for me. Oh, yeah. She says a loving just for me. Oh, she loves me so tenderly. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town. She's all right. I don't know. She's all right. She's all right. She's all right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
By request of Dick Gregory, the late Dick Gregory, he said, "Hey, Robert, man, play me something by Ray Charles." Well, I had to play Ray Charles doing I Got a Woman, because that will be inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame as a classic blues recording. That was Brother Ray with Fathead Newman on the baritone sax and Don Wilkerson on the tenor sax. That reached number one on the R&B charts back in January of 1955, and it sounds just as good today as it did back in 55. I just heard from Jeremy and Risa listening online from Buenos Aires, Argentina, and they are about to end their trip and fly back to the San Francisco Bay Area where they live, and I appreciate them taking the time to drop me a line and let me know they're listening online from South America. Appreciate that. Taking us to the top of the hour, I want to turn to two tunes from Elmore James. Now, his album, The Sky Is Crying album, came out in about, I think it was 1965, and that is being inducted as a classic blues album. I'm going to pull two songs from it because one of these songs, The Sky Is Crying, is on that album, and we're also going to hear another tune that will be inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame as well. But let's listen to The Sky Is Crying.
The sky's crying. look at the tears roll down the street.
Two tunes that are going into the Blues Hall of Fame under the titles of Classic Blues Recordings. That was from Elmore James' album, The Sky Is Crying, and we opened up with the title track of that album, and that was a song that Stevie Ray Vaughan loved, and he recorded his own version of it during, I think, the 1980s. And we concluded with Shake Your Money Maker. Now, Hound Dog Taylor did a rockin' version of that tune, but still a very, very cool tune. And Paul Butterfield in the Blues Band did a version of it, I think it was on their debut release in 1966 or so. Shake Your Money Maker. Anyway, when I come back after the station ID and some other messages, we're going to return to another Blues Hall of Famer, Pee Wee Creighton. So you be sure to stay near the radio.